We are, in fact, on the fly at Aviation Gateway Park, and the new Vertical Lift Center is featured this hour, along with all things rotorcraft, vertical lift. There's a lot of new technology, and this is a new venue. So if you happen to be at AirVenture 2026 and you haven't made it over to this part of the world yet, because it is a big world here, definitely get over here and check out all the cool things that they have in the Vertical Lift Center. I myself am a helicopter pilot, and I didn't even know the next thing we're going to talk about existed. So I'm excited for this segment. Joining us now is Matt D'Onofrio. He is a Robinson Unmanned Director of Technical Sales. And welcome, Matt.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for joining us. I didn't know there was an unmanned division of Robinson. Why don't you tell us the story of how this came to be?
Sure. So previously we were Ascent Aero Systems. We were founded in 2014. And then about 2.5 years ago, Robinson Helicopter acquired us. And then back at Verticon this past March, we officially rebranded as Robinson Unmanned.
Okay, and tell us, what is that? What technology are we talking about?
So Robinson Unmanned primarily focuses on small UAS, traditionally coming from the Ascent Aero Systems background. And with that, we have three platforms currently. A nano drone, so about a 250-gram hand-launched, hand-retrieved drone, operates on LTE. So it's great for public safety, fast response times, and you can launch it and stream video anywhere in the world, and it can be remotely piloted. The next platform is our flagship system, which is called the Spirit. It is an all-weather capable, highly modular system, open source, open architecture. So it's one platform to do multiple use cases. You can land it, swap the sensor out, it's a quarter turn click ring, put a whole new camera or sensor on there, and go do a whole new mission set. And then followed by that is Spartan. Spartan is a 32.5-pound all-up weight coaxial. They're all coaxial drones. That aircraft, it's just a bigger version, longer endurance, and it can take the same payloads as the Spirit. They're swappable in between. We really shine in all-weather capable. I've personally flown these systems in 118 degrees Fahrenheit, 43 sustained mile-an-hour winds, past February up at Fort Drum during a blizzard, and just heavy rain. There's nothing I've seen that they can't handle.
So tell our listeners, what are some applications for these drones?
Sure. So primarily we've been a lot of military applications.
Okay.
Recently we've done a lot of public safety, local law enforcement, and huge surge lately of mapping and inspection systems. So that's the good thing about it being a versatile platform. We can easily integrate new sensors. And going back to the operator, as their use cases change, as their companies grow, they don't need to buy a whole new platform to accommodate their mission. They just need the new sensor attachment.
And when you say a sensor, what do you mean?
Anything. We do a lot of cameras, a lot of EO, IR.
What is EO, IR? You know all this terminology, but
sorry.
Our listeners don't.
Electrical optical, it's a fancy word for just visible cameras. So your typical camera, just take photos and videos with. And then IR is infrared, so it's a different spectrum of wavelength that allows you to see different things that you wouldn't normally see with normal vision. And then we also have thermal capabilities. So that's really good for search and rescue missions. A lot of public safety, first responders, missing people. We have a lot of autonomous capabilities on our platform. So even though there's a pilot in the loop at all time, they can do a quick grid search on the ground control station and then essentially be a camera operator at that point and just look for missing people with it.
That is cool. What type of agencies are using that?
A lot of agencies in the military, a lot of different Air Force, Navy, Army, a lot of those guys are using them currently. And then a lot of public safety.
Local search and rescue organizations and things like that.
We've seen a huge insurge recently of police agencies that have demands for flying in all weather. Systems up to this point haven't been able to accommodate. It doesn't help a missing person if it's raining or high winds out and you can't go find them with drones. So that's where we really shine.
So let's talk specifics about a couple of these drones. So you talked about let's talk about your most versatile craft and like weight and like how long it could stay in the air and how long it takes to charge and things like that.
Sure. So the Spirit, it's a 13.5-pound all-up weight. It's a modular system, so the GPS, the radio module, the batteries, the core, and the landing hub all are quarter-turn click rings, so they can come apart really quick and be reconfigured for different applications. That one can be flown in a one- or two-battery configuration, and I have a small camera backpack inside that I can keep the Spirit in, and I have an over an hour of flight time capable in that backpack. So for missions that you need to get on a four-wheeler or hard to reach regions, you know, you don't need a whole Pelican case. You can just quickly get on a four-wheeler or a dirt bike and get out there and get the mission going.
Okay, and how long does that battery life last on, say, a two-battery setup?
So that one you can fly most of our sensors up to 35 minutes on it. So really good amount of time to be up in the air. And with the autonomy features that we have, it just makes it quick to find people, know the areas to look, know the areas you already looked, and coordinate with other team members.
Yeah, because that's not a ton of time, but do they just go to a height that allows them to grid like a large area at once?
Yep, so the operator programs all that on the fly, no pun intended. They can, right on the ground control station, connect to their hotspot on their phone, download the map for the area they're in, quickly do either a corridor scan or a grid pattern, and they can overlay that on Google Maps or whatever map they use. They can inject terrain data into it as well, so they never run into the ground. They always stay offset, and they can just cover grid by grid at a time and just go down the line. Yeah, really capable systems.
So why did Robinson get into this technology? Was it really for the military applications and to bring Robinson into more of the military world as a customer? Or?
I think a little bit of that. I think also that times are changing, to be honest. And Robinson has always been very innovative. And I think they had their eye out for a minute. And when they came across us, they saw a unique platform with very versatile capabilities. And it was just very appealing to them. And knowing kind of how things are going, they were very interested in us.
Yeah. So you have three ships.
Yep.
And the Spirit is the middle level.
Correct.
Ship. And then so the lower entry level ship, is that one that a private person would buy for whatever they want to use a drone for?
They'll be able to. That one will be fully available at the end of this year. We've done a lot of testing with it, and it's pretty much ready to go. That one will have a very competitive entry point and really good capabilities. We are mostly targeting public safety and military applications with that, but I don't see why at that price point, there's so many use cases that individuals could use it for.
My thought is, you know, ranching and things like that would be real beneficial.
Have done a good amount of work on ranches, early fire detection, predator detection, poacher and trespasser mitigation. And again, just being able to swap payloads and do a whole new mission set makes one platform very valuable.
So for that entry-level device, what kind of price range are we talking about?
We're still figuring that out, but I believe it's going to be around $4,500 to $6,000 for that system.
Okay, so for a typical rancher or somebody that needs this type of technology, that's actually a pretty reasonable number.
Correct.
And then what about training and education?
Yep, so we have great documentation. I will personally come out to you and train you on your platform. You are more than welcome to come to our headquarters in Boston and receive training there as well. Full customer support and training available with your systems.
And what does that include? What's entailed in a training for, say I buy this for my farm or for my radio tower. I want to inspect towers or something like that. What kind of training are you going to provide me?
Sure. So if it was just a one-person scenario, I would come out. Half of it would be a one-day training. If you have experience with drones previously, we can do it in a one-day training. Half of that will be classroom, going over documentation and really understanding the nuances of the system. And then the other half of the day would be out at the field actually flying the system and getting comfortable with it.
Now, when you sell a drone, does it include a camera or are those all add-ons, these options?
Yep. So it's a à la carte system. We want to know your mission-specific use cases, and we want to make sure you get the equipment you need. So configuration, sensors, prices can all vary with your unique use case.
Yeah. So say I was inspecting towers or using it in a ranching application. It's pointless really to talk about military because most of us aren't, you know, applying that type of thing. But in a personal use scenario, like most of our listeners are, where do you see the biggest benefit of a system like this?
Really the all-weather capabilities. When you need to fly, you need to get up in the air. When someone's missing and time is of the essence, that's really where we shine. When other drones are grounded, we have no problem getting airborne and doing the mission.
I see. And what does that entail? Why are you able to do this all weather and the other ones aren't?
So the one of the advantages of the coaxial design is it's a cylindrical form factor. It's a cylinder. So that makes it really easy to weather seal it. So just a couple O-rings, and when the system is joined together, it has an IP rating, but depending on the platform, but designed to between IP54 and IP56.
What's an IP?
It's a set standard for ingress, spray, submersible.
Okay.
So different applications for different weather environments. So we have a very good IP rating that enables us to fly in high winds, snow, weather, rain, and just dust.
Fog,
just all the elements.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. If somebody is interested, how do they find you?
RobinsonUnmanned.com. Go to the website. We actually have a great tool there, and you can build your aircraft live on the website, and you can contact us directly through there.
Lots of videos.
Oh,
lots
yeah.
of cool
lots
stuff.
Lots of resources, lots of things online for you guys to find.
Awesome, Matt. Matt D'Onofrio, the director of Robinson Unmanned Technical Sales. Thanks for joining us on EA Radio today.
No problem.
And thanks for bringing your cool stuff to AirVenture 2026. We are on the fly at Aviation Gateway Park at the Vertical Lift Center. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to EA Radio.